I call the 93rd session of the Senate of the... I call the 93rd Senate session of the Associated Students to order July 23rd at 5:32 p.m. in Reed Latin Science Chambers and on Zoom. Moving on to agenda item 2, Pledge of Allegiance and Light Acknowledgement. Please stand. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Please remain standing for the land acknowledgments. We acknowledge that the University of Nevada is situated on the traditional homelands of the Northern Paiute, Washoe, Western Shoshone, and Southern Paiute peoples. These lands continue to be a gathering place for Indigenous peoples, and we recognize their deep connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn on their territory. You may now be seated. Moving on to agenda item 2, the roll will now be called, please.
Speaker Ackland.
Present.
Senator Atkinson.
Present on Zoom.
Senator Barris.
Present.
Senator Bolander.
Present on Zoom.
Present.
Senator Castro.
Present on Zoom.
Senator Evans.
Absence excused.
Senator Huang.
He's on Zoom. Sorry.
Senator Hotelling.
Absence excused.
Parliamentarian Issa.
Present.
Senator Kitch.
Present on Zoom.
Senator Custer.
Present.
Senator Lawson.
Absence excused.
Senator Levy.
Present on Zoom.
Senator Lucchese.
Present on Zoom.
Senator McAndrews.
Present.
Senator Maselli.
Excused. Absence excused. There we go. Sorry. Had a brain fart.
Senator Miller.
Absence unexcused.
Senator Moore.
Absence excused.
Speaker Pro Temp Moss.
Present.
Senator Peckard.
Absence unexcused.
Senator Radke.
Present.
Senator Saporito.
Present on Zoom.
Senator Terry.
Present.
Senator Villa.
Present on Zoom.
A quorum is present.
Thank you. And then for all the senators who are here, just so I know that you guys are actively listening, engaged, if you guys can turn on your cameras. I know it's a very short meeting, but you know, I only get to see you guys every 2 weeks, and I just love to see all of you guys' amazing faces. Alrighty. Moving on to agenda item 4, adoption minutes. There are no minutes to be approved of at this time, so we're going to be moving on to agenda item 5, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Okay. Also, apologies if you guys hear my iPad. It's connected to the Zoom, so sometimes it'll get a little feedback, just FYI. Seeing that there are no receipts and petitions, we're going to be moving on to agenda item 7, reports. Starting with President Agobot, do you have a report for us?
Thank you. No microphone, so should I just
speak up? Oh, here, I got you.
All right, thank you. Jeez. Thank you. All right, good evening, senators. I hope you're all doing well. These past 2 weeks have been both busy and exciting. I've continued my weekly check-ins with certain department leaders. I've been supporting them where I can. I'm incredibly excited about the many opportunities and events that are coming to the student body's way, and I can't wait for volunteer forms to go out to the officers of the association, and I look forward to seeing all of you guys at those events, engaging with and enjoying the company of students we serve. In addition to day-to-day administrative and personnel, I have a few exciting and unique meetings. I met with Dr. Speed for our one-on-one, and I'm happy to share that our working relationship with the Division of Student Services continues to grow stronger. Last week, I also attended the Alumni Association board meeting. We had the chance to update them on everything a student has been working on, and let me just say, the Alumni Council is equally as excited as we are. They're eager to collaborate and connect with the student body in any way that they can. So if you guys have any ideas, initiatives, or projects that could benefit from alumni engagement, don't hesitate to reach out. I'd be more than happy to facilitate that connection. So far, the Alumni Association has generously donated 3 grand towards homecoming events and is continuing to offer volunteers. Another exciting update from that meeting is that enrollment for the university is up by 2%. I know that doesn't seem too significant as of the moment, but while that may seem like a small number, it's meaningful indication that interest in the campus remains relatively steady. That's very important. As a final note, I want to remind everyone that the fall semester begins in about a month, maybe more than a month, less than a month, if you're a Measure Nevada Fit as one of them. So let's be ready to welcome our peers back on campus, and please make sure you use this time to finalize your plans initiative so you can hit the ground running once the semester does begin. The more prepared you are now, the more time you'll have to later focus on execution, refinement, and impact. And please also be on the lookout for numerous volunteer requests in the coming weeks. While it may feel like there's a lot of requests coming in at once, please remember the beginning of the year is the busiest and the most vibrant time for campus. And so this is when we have the most opportunities to directly connect with students. And you know that saying that goes like, sometimes you never know the value of a moment until it becomes a memory. Well, Welcome Week is one of those rare and special times. It's a gift to be part of the planning and the volunteering side. I think it's very unique to be able to see it from the lens that we do as ASU and officers. So please take advantage of it, be present, and make some lasting memories with the student body. And so I'm not trying to give you guys like FOMO if you're not volunteering for the events, but I'm trying to give you guys a little bit of FOMO so you guys show up. But with that being said, be on the lookout for some volunteer forms, and we're determined, passionate, excited for the semester to begin. Thank you. Any questions? Yes.
Yes. President or Senator Custer, for the record, my question is that do you know what your current enrollment is right now, or just a rough estimate of what?
Of course, yes. So I believe last time, these were numbers I received during Board of Regents when I was looking through the slideshows and during President Sandoval's report. It's sitting above 1,500 as of the moment. So, yeah.
Right. Thank you. Sorry for people on Zoom. Can you guys hear me okay? I get thumbs up, thumbs down? No? Okay. Here, let me test it. Hold on. Sorry, guys.
Leaf, do you want me to like speak into the mic or?
Do you guys hear that?
Okay.
Maybe you should
whistle. There we go. All right. Okay,
and then any more questions, guys? Sorry about that, guys. Zoom difficulties.
Oh, and then one more thing that I forgot to also mention, the homecoming parade route has been approved from the city, from facilities, and we're going to be presenting it to SEAB next week. And then we're also compiling a homecoming committee, homecoming parade committee. And so we've invited a few senators, a few programmers, a few people from clubs and organizations and programming, just a little bit of everywhere, since we want to make the community impact as big as possible. But then every single person is welcome to help, since it's not just about one specific department, one specific part of the administration or the association. We're welcoming everyone so the impact is as big as possible for the community. So, yeah. All right, thank you. Yes.
Any other questions?
I got a question.
Senator Terry.
So you said enrollment was at 15,000. Is that up from the projected 14,000 that we heard last session?
I believe so, because usually when they have those numbers, they're very conservative when they're making those estimates, because of course a lot of the things that, I guess the university is very unique in the way that we fund things, because a lot of them are attached to student fees, and so a lot of those student fees are also attached by per credit that every single student takes, and so that's why when it comes to the estimates that we make for projections, we like to be conservative so we don't overdraft our projected budgets. Like, for example, ASU does something very similar. The 1,500 number came around June when I was in Board of Regents, and that's where I saw the numbers. But let me get back to you guys with the finalized ones. Now I've gone two questions about it. I want to make sure that I'm super correct and super precise and specific about those projections. So be ready. I might send that over to Speaker Ackland. Maybe he could go teams it to you guys for the finalized finance numbers. Does that sound good? All right, thank you, guys.
Any other questions at this time? Any on Zoom? All right, sounds good. Moving on to Vice President McNamara.
How's it going, everybody? I hope your summers are going well and that you guys are hanging in there as best you can. I know it's busy, a lot going on. As for me, block party, Naomi and I have been planning that. It's going well. Just kind of finalizing some details, but date and time are set hard now. August 17th from 6 to 8. Keep your emails up, and I'll be shooting over some volunteer forms pretty soon. Packed on the business program, I'm also working on that. I've sent out all the emails to the returners and just kind of awaiting responses and playing that by year. And then once we solidify all the returners, we're going to be jumping into kind of going after some new things and hopefully some fun ones too. Orientation is also going really well. We're kind of packing out the room every time, so it's exciting getting to meet a lot of students. And I also think I way over keychains. Way over ordered keychains. So if you guys want, like, they're like the small little ones, but if you guys want any, stop by my office. There's plenty. Any questions?
Yeah, any questions at this time? Any on Zoom? Alrighty, thank you. Director Texas, your report.
Okay, I can hear you.
Hello, everyone. I hope you guys are doing well. So, as said before by VP McNamara, we're just continuing playing Block Party. It's going really well. I think we've been submitted for that. We're just doing layout, final details. Orientations are going really well. We're still really filling out the rooms, seeing a lot of questions about the internship, which is really good. I attended a meeting last week with the city of Reno with President Ogbot about the homecoming parade route, which is a very productive conversation, and we're going to work on finding ways to work with them more throughout the year, which I think will be really good. Today, I attended the marketing focus group that President Ogbot sent out from Vice President Speed, and that was just really interesting to hear various students from different backgrounds and campus involvement talk about their experiences and like what they think makes UNR special, which I thought was really good and made me feel very like peck-bright today. Then, other than that, I'm just confirming makeup retreat dates. Those will most likely be in September. I'll send out more information in the next couple weeks. We scheduled out most of the President's Cabinet introduction meetings for this week and next week. So me and Gabby, or Dr. Dietrich, will meet them. I booked the rooms for winter retreat in February, and that's lined up CSE professional development day for that semester as well. Yeah.
Any questions at this time? Alrighty. Seeing none, moving on to Director Dietrich. Do you have a report for us?
Hello, Senators. It's been an exciting last couple of weeks, and I'm excited to share with you too. The ASU internship application opened as of last week. I am so extremely grateful for how many of you have been reposting and sharing the marketing. Currently, numbers are looking very hopeful. We've already surpassed the number of students who filled out the interest form from last year, so application numbers are looking good. If I'm being transparent, they're coming in slightly slower than last year, and I'm hoping that changes as we get closer to the start of the school year. However, I do have to give a special shout out to APLA and particularly Director Shala for their incredible work with the marketing. Please continue to share any and all marketing content that you come across with the internship, even if it is not for your own program. I promise that it makes a huge difference in the end. I'm also excited to announce that I'm establishing a special partnership with the First Gen Center for the ASU Internship Program that is very similar to the Honors College Partnership. I think it's a great way to bring in students that are already invested in campus involvement and are interested in diversifying their skill sets. Otherwise, I'm working on getting everyone on the ASU calendar, the ASU master calendar. Unfortunately, it's not an easy thing to be able to share, as I have unfortunately learned after it's already been created, and every single person has to be added manually. Be aware that because many of the dates are not solidified, it looks more like a general outline right now, but I'm hoping that as the year develops, so will the calendar, with the help of our wonderful members of Press Cab. On the more administrative side of things, I have been in contact with Club Colors, as well as a couple other ASU-related vendors, and I'm trying to get everyone's polos and name tags ordered. Polos hopefully will have very near the beginning of the school year. It's not necessarily looking like they're going to be done before Welcome Week, which is unfortunate. However, it's looking like they're going to get here pretty early in the first semester, which I'm happy about, which that was an issue from last year. Name tags, we did have to change vendors, and unfortunately ASU has never worked with this one, so it's going to take quite a while to get everyone's name tags in. However, things are moving along, and I'm looking forward to being able to get those things sorted out. Lastly, there have been a couple of updates to ASU on the internship website that I did with the help of the internship coordination committee, which is still working bi-weekly, and another special shout out to Assistant Director Chelsea Patel, who helped me with that. I created a beautiful graphic, which is now on that website. So I am very excited for the future ahead, and I'm excited to answer any questions that anyone might have.
Alrighty, thank you. Any questions at this time? Any on Zoom or in person? Alrighty, thank you so much. Moving on to Director Hess, do you have a report?
Yeah. Alright, hi Senators, I hope your guys' summer is going well. Now I should report on my end, just finalizing some details on club fair, continuing to aid in club renewal, and that I'm also beginning to draft the clubs and organizations drive, and that's going to have a bunch of resources for clubs and organizations, and that will hopefully be sent out later this week. As always, reach out if you have any questions or concerns.
Any questions? Alrighty. Moving on to, let's see, Director of Idea. Do we have Director? Oh, we do. Do you have your report, Director of Idea? Do we have...
She sent me a report.
She said, okay.
That's good.
Sorry, is it me?
Yeah. We're on.
Oh, oh my gosh.
Sorry if I wasn't clear enough.
Hi, everyone. Hope you're all doing well. Lately, I've been reaching out to organizations like Student Health Center, Counseling Services, Undocumented PAC, and the Filipino Club for possible collabs this fiscal year. I did meet with Senator Castro for a quick meeting and to chat about our department's goal for this year and wrapped up with our training from 2 weeks ago. We also did an equipment check to find ways to save on cost for the fiscal year. We started planning for Northern Nevada Pride event happening on September 6th, and we finished drafting our first social justice packet to get ready for early September distribution. So if any of you have any questions in regards to that or concerns, please feel free to reach out in Teams or send me an email.
Alrighty, thank you so much. Any questions at this time? Alrighty, moving on to the Director of Sustainability.
Hello, everybody. This is Director Lee for the record. I hope you've been doing well and getting outside. For the past couple of weeks, I've been meeting with my assistant director going over future events and timelines. I also attended the Safety, Sustainability, and Wellness meeting where we had a great discussion for the upcoming Safety Week, which we are excited to collaborate with Wellness on. Other than this, my assistant director met with President Agubat, Dr. Rodriguez, and Kathy Castro to get our Adopt-a-Spot program approved and running. This program will be an opportunity for students to clean up around the community while also getting our name out there to the general public. If you have any questions, never hesitate to ask.
Any questions at this time, on Zoom or in person? Alrighty, moving on to the Director of Campus Wellness.
Hi all, I hope you're doing well. So kind of as Director Lee said, I went to the Committee on SSW to kind of talk about Safety Week and the committee's involvement in that week. So with that being said, Safety Week is underway, kind of finalizing some details, but I have a meeting with UNRPD tomorrow to discuss how they can contribute, and we are hoping to do a self-defense class as well during the week. And then I'm also working on setting up meetings with Center for Civil Rights and Equal Access, Nevada Cares, and the Student Health Center. They've been notified of the week and they did confirm their participation. It's more of just kind of what we can do to help them out and what how they're going to participate. And then yesterday I met with my AD to discuss marketing for Safety Week, some of the stickers we're working on for Undie Run. And we are also working on updating our pamphlets as well. So that's kind of what I've been working on. But yeah, if you have any questions, feel free to reach me at my email.
Any questions at this time on Zoom or in person? Are there any other officers who have a report?
Hi.
Go ahead.
This is Director Osters. Recognize for the record, I'm going to read this.
Make sure you get this on record too.
Yes. all right. Good evening. I apologize for my absence, but I'm out of town. There's no charges for review at this time. After talking to President Agubat, we thought it would be fun that I added a little fun fact at the end of my report to make it a little longer. My fun fact is it's illegal to place a coin in one's ear in Hawaii. This law was enacted in 1900s to protect coinage in the islands. Thank you.
Okay.
Got it.
All righty. Thank you so much for that amazing fun fact. That really lit up my day. Moving on to, let's see, anybody else? Oh, Director of Programming, Director Krentz. She sent in a report and she said, hi, everyone. I hope you're all having a good week so far. Programming has been hard at work planning the Welcome Week events. They'll be held on August 24th to the 29th. We'll be sending out volunteer forms in August for these events, and we'll be on the lookout for that. We'll also be hosting a cleanup for Paint the End on Peavine Hill in early August. A volunteer form will also be sent out for that event if you are interested. We have officially begun interviews for programming interns as well as potential new programmers to fill our last spot, and we are very excited to welcome everyone to the team. As always, if you have any questions or need anything from me or my team, please feel free to reach out. That's it. Alrighty. Any other officers I'm missing? Anything else?
I think there's one on Zoom.
Oh.
Oh yeah, Juliana.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Sorry, I missed you.
Okay, hello everyone. This is Director Sullivan for the record. The past few weeks, I've been working on different communication strategies with President Aguba. I've been working closely with Inkblot when it comes to getting the internship materials up on Instagram, and I'll be working with the Director of Inkblot tomorrow to schedule the August social media calendar. All I really just ask is that everyone is very active on the ASUN Instagram. Don't be afraid to like, comment, repost, and share posts with friends so they have as much activity as possible. The more activity those have, the more they'll be shown on students' feeds and they'll just get more exposure so like people will actually see them when they come to stuff. So especially as all of those welcoming posts come out in August, just be really mindful of engaging with those. And then if anybody has any comments or questions, you can always just reach out to me via Teams.
All right, thank you. Any questions at this time? Person or on Zoom? Alrighty. Thank you so much. We're going to be moving past agenda item 7 onto agenda item 8, reports of Senate committees. We're going to be starting off with the committee on ASA, Senator Kitch.
Hi, everyone. I'm going to do a report. So ASA met earlier this week on Tuesday at 1 p.m. We unfortunately did not make quorum. Our next meeting will take place during the school semester, and I'll go ahead and send out that one to me closer to the start of school. I understand that some students couldn't be there, and I thank those that totally couldn't be there, but I'd like to give a special shout out to Senators Moore, Bowlander, and Custer for making an appearance. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions or comments at this time? Alrighty, moving on to the Committee on Budget and Finance. Senator Sully is not here, so he sent his report beforehand, and it reads as such. Budget and Finance has been collaborating on its standardized budget form and the accompanying legislation. We hope to have something we can use in the practice during our financial reviews in the fall and solidify thereafter. We also want to produce an end-of-semester financial report for the association using the data we collect from our reviews. We are planning to meet Tuesday, July 29th to discuss some budget form alternatives that we have created. Thank you, everyone, for your hard work, and I will see you soon. Alrighty. Moving on to the Committee on Democratic and Civic Engagement, Parliamentarian ISA.
Good evening, Senators. I just have a few quick updates. So first, our next meeting will be held on Wednesday, July 30th at 12 p.m., where we'll be hearing a presentation from Director Rodriguez. Additionally, on Monday, July 21st, Senator Moore and I had the opportunity to tour City Hall alongside Kathy Castro. We met with city staff and learned about Reno's approach to CLD programs, including how the city facilitates community input, civic education, and youth engagement. I also initiated discussions with Senator Evans and Senator McAndrews regarding the development of the ASUN Senate Youth Student Forum campus page. I'll continue to update the Senate body as we progress in developing this initiative. And lastly, on Thursday, July 10th, Director Texan and I met with Kathy Castro to discuss the execution of the Big Day of Service, which will be held on Saturday, August 23rd. Working closely with each other to create marketing materials and to reach out to community partners willing to lead volunteer opportunities on campus and in the Northern Nevada area. If anyone is interested in collaborating with the planning or execution of this event, please do not hesitate to reach out.
Any questions or comments at this time on Zoom or in person? Alrighty. Seeing none, we're going to be moving on to the Committee of Ideas, Senator Castro.
All right. Our committee is that's scheduled for Thursday, July 31st at 4 p.m. I've recently spoken, as mentioned earlier, to Director Navarte from IDEA, and will present to my committee the things I learned at that meeting, including possible opportunities to be present at an event, like mentioned, Northern Nevada Pride.
All righty. Thank you. Any points of, any questions at this time? All righty. Seeing none, we're going to move on to the Committee on Government Operations, Senator Terry.
GovOps met Monday, July 21st, continuing our SAS audit. We reviewed Titles 3 and 4. We were planning on reviewing Title 5 as well, which has to do with the internship program, but it is the understanding of the committee that DA Dietrich and Speaker Pro Tempore Moss are planning on revising this section in its entirety at some point in this session, and fairly early in the session is what we were told, actually. And seeing as those revisions would most likely be seen in the committee anyway, we decided not to include anything regarding Title 5 in our audit. We also favorably recommended SB 93 and acts to establish ASUN open meeting procedures.
Thank you. Any questions at this time? On Zoom or in person? Alrighty. Seeing none, moving on to the Committee on SSW, Senator Levy.
All right, hello everyone. I hope your summer's going great. We just had a meeting on July 15th in which the committee discussed plans for Safety Week. We're working with the Department of Wellness and also the Department of Sustainability. And yeah, we basically kind of started brainstorming what we would like to do. And I think the committee kind of came to a consensus that we would like to do a resource fair. So we will be getting a lot of senators involved. So it isn't just a committee only thing. So look out for more information on that. We're kind of going to get the details more situated by like early August. We'll be having our next meeting. I'm aiming for the first week of August. And yeah, besides that, if anyone wants any more information, like more details, just let me know. And that's it.
Thank you. Any questions at this time? Already seeing none. We're going to the Special Committee on Food Security with Senator Saporito.
Hello everyone, hope you guys are having a good day. We're scheduling currently, we're about a month to meet form, almost everyone signed it up. We're looking to schedule our next meeting on the 30th of July at 2:30 p.m. Last week, some members of the committee contacted Jim Beckham, the executive director of Friends in Service Helping, a nonprofit organization within Carson City. They're very interested in building a relationship with the student government of the university and would like to schedule a tour of the facilities with the committee. So we're going to plan more details about that when we get into the actual semester. And for the next meeting, we're going to assign liaison positions. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions at this time in Zoom or in person? Alrighty. Seeing none, moving on to Parliamentarian Issa, do you have a report?
Nothing to report this time.
Cool. Moving on to Speaker Pro Tem Paul Moss, do you have a report?
So just a quick report, everybody, about the internship. I have finished our internship Instagram post, and that should be going up around August 1st. So if you could repost that and make it known. Pretty proud of what we were able to produce. I'm having our little internship advising group check it real quick just to make sure it looks good before it's sent to Director Sullivan. I've also been working diligently on our, it's been a slow day, guys. I've been working on the syllabus for the internship to make sure that everything is good with it, making some few changes from what I proposed to my portfolio at the beginning of the session, but nothing too major. And I'll be sharing that with you guys as that comes out and is finished. So I think that's all. I want to, again, echo what Director Diedrich said. Make sure when you're promoting the internship, please promote all the internship programs, not just the legislative, so that we can support all the other departments as they try to grow their internship cohorts as well. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Any questions at this time, in person or in Zoom? On Zoom. All righty, moving on to myself. First, I'll talk about oversight. Oversight's going to be meeting next on July 30th at 1 p.m. We're going to be discussing points memo. I'm currently updating your guys' points memo and stuff like that. So I want to make sure that's updated before we go into fall to make sure senators are held accountable for either missing meetings or absence and excuse from either committee meetings or our weekly Senate meetings. So I want to make sure that's up to date. And then in regards to that, I already talked with the chairs and sent a message. I'm asking them to send all their attendance reports from the past summer just to kind of see who's shown up to meetings, who's not, just so I can kind of gauge where everybody's at in terms of how they dealt with the summer, just so I kind of have a rough idea of how we're going to go into fall. And then in regards to that too, I suggest if chairs have not already, please send out your when to meets for fall, so make sure you guys have a solidified date. Because like I said, once fall starts, it's going to get crazy, it's going to get hectic, and I don't want you guys to be scrambling to try and find a time. I know you guys are worried about work, school, and then obviously weekly Senate meetings and stuff like that. So get that stuff ahead of time and get that situated so you guys have a solidified time and date. So there's no worries in that. Plus, that also helps you just a tip. If you guys want to book the PCR, you guys can do it reoccurringly. So if you guys find a good date and time, you can just book the PCR for the whole semester. Little tip. And then in terms of my speaker report, every meeting I say this, if you guys have any pieces of legislation, please send it to me tomorrow, Thursday at 5:30 to make sure it's on next week's agenda. If not, it will not be. And then in regards to that too, I'm going to start saying this at the beginning of every meeting, especially once we get into fall. Please, please read the agendas before we have meeting. I don't want senators to show up and be like, oh, we're doing this today. Like, come on, guys. So please, please read, especially once we start fall, because I want you guys to read the legislation. I want you guys to review the Senate candidates that we're going to have coming up soon once we start fall. So please, please be accountable in that sense. You guys were elected to a job here. You guys get paid. So please, please do that. And then with regard to that, too, if you guys need any information in regards to any resources in terms of whether it's Senate, committees, legislation, anything like that, of course, you can talk to me, Dylan, or Jason. And then, of course, in the box, everything's there, including all past agendas, the timelines for meetings, which I think will be really helpful. I don't know if a lot of senators know this, but I publish a timeline of the meeting and I make sure that every minute is kind of accounted for so we kind of stay on track in a way. And I think that's really going to help us come fall because there's going to be 50 things going on. So it's good to keep on track and it's good to have a timeline in that sense. Let's see, what else? Update the legislation tracker, and I hope you guys have been working on some cool stuff this summer. I'm excited to see what you guys do in regards to fall and see what gets introduced in the first month. And then along with that too, I will be out. I actually leave tomorrow. I leave tomorrow, the 24th, and I will be back on the 29th. I will be in New Hampshire. I'll still respond to emails and stuff like that. I just won't be in the state. So if you guys have anything or need anything from me, just shoot me a text and email, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. And then regards to that too, once I get back, I'm going to start sending out one-on-ones, and I want to be able to meet with all of you guys before school starts, just so I can kind of see how your summer went and see where you guys are at and see how you guys are feeling about going into the new session, especially with the new senators that got appointed this summer and stuff like that. I want to meet with you guys at least one more time just to kind of see where you guys are and make sure we're all on the same page and nobody feels left behind or nobody feels in the dust in that sense. I'm trying to think of anything else. I think that's pretty much it for our report. Does anybody have any questions, comments, concerns, anything like that in regards to what I've said? Anything on Zoom? Alrighty. Moving on to agenda item 9, reports of secretaries. Do you guys have a report? Okay. Alright, I'm going to spare you guys. I'm not going to say all of this, so we're going to be moving past 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, and we're going to move right on to agenda item 18, miscellaneous business. Now we are on agenda item 18A, Senate committee changes and additions. Are there any Senate committee changes and additions at this time? Any on Zoom? Alrighty. Seeing none, moving on to agenda item 18B, Senator reports. Are there any Senator reports at this time? Speaker Pro Tempore Moss and Senator Barris.
Hi, everybody. I just have some quick things to say about the College of Education. I recently met with one of our assistant deans this last week. Me and her had a really productive conversation about the College of Education, some initiatives we're trying to put forward. I met with her about being involved in our Nevada FIT, and she was super excited for that. To kind of echo what President Agobot was saying, we're very hopeful about enrollment as enrolled in Fit to Care or Education Fit. We've seen in upwards of 20 more than we usually have. We usually have, as the assistant dean said, we usually have about 110 students in our Nevada Fit, and we have registered, I think, about 133, expecting 140, which is super fantastic for the College of Education, so we're super excited. She also helped me kind of to help create an advocacy plan for our student teacher pay advocacy project going forward for the College of Education, so really excited about all of that.
All right, thank you. Any questions at this time? All right, Senator Barris.
Perfect. Good evening, Senators. I hope your summer is going well, and I hope you're wearing sunscreen if you're going outside. So Senator Hotelling Villa and I plan on tabling for a health bit on August 19th from 5 to 6 p.m. We're discussing tabling materials as well as items that we could possibly hand out during this hour. I reached out to the Associate Dean of the School of Public Health today to see what kind of materials we can present to the students at this time. I also plan on making a brochure to hand out to the students of information about Senate, what we do as well, and details are still kind of in the works for that. I want to make sure that our incoming students are excited and informed about what our college has to offer. We're also planning an event for Intro Public Health Week and Safety Week. This event falls on September 18th from 2 to 4 p.m. We plan on having this event surrounded by nutrition and food safety. I reached out to the Department of Nutrition and the Student Health Center to see if they have any pamphlets of information to hand out to the students, and we also plan on having some kind of healthy snack option available so students can just stop by and grab something real quick. Regarding committee work for budget and finance, I've been researching and looking into methods for standardized budget practice. We'll continue to have these conversations and compile a piece within the next couple weeks. And then for SSW, we've been having conversations about planning and assisting with Safety Week, put on by the Department of Wellness and Sustainability. The committee of SSW will be planning safety/tabling resource fair idea. These details are still in the works of how we plan to hold this event, and centers on this committee that have any questions about event planning or have or need assistance in their future part of planning this event, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. And then today I attended the marketing focus group put together by Dr. Speed. They will engage in meaningful conversations with other students, which was enlightening to see, kind of inspiring to be part of Senate. So if you guys have any questions, feel free to reach out to me.
Thank you. Any questions at this time or on Zoom? Are you seeing none? Senator Kitsch, do you have a report?
Yes, I do. Okay. As I mentioned before, Honors Fit is strong to the first for the most part. Will take place on Saturday, August 16th, and ASU will be hosting a table during the resource fair. The resource fair will take place from 12 to 1:30 on this Saturday. And if you and Honors are interested in volunteering, please let me know. It's open to all Honors officers, but I figure essentially I'll retire and let all of us know first. And yeah, we've got 4 people to help man the table besides myself, so if you are interested in the outreach, do an hour and a half outreach. And let me know if you have any questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions at this time? Any other Senate reports in person or on Zoom? Going once, going twice, going... Oh, Senator Zapparito.
Hi guys, sorry, just one last thing. Earlier today I met with the new student director of PAC Revisions, Charlotte Simpson, as well as the assistant director of PAC Revisions, Ryan Sain. We were discussing a draft mentioned by the Department of State Sustainability, specifically Director Lee and Assistant Director Cook. Okay. Anyways, we were discussing a new club event regarding that. Civic engagement, volunteering for food insecurity with clubs and organizations on campus to help PAC Revisions. I got new information regarding the max amount of people that can attend PAC Revisions for the next school year, how many people at a time, how many volunteers per hour, and we're just throwing more ideas at the wall. If we made the event a civil week long drive, we can make a designated day for clubs, like once a month, we can make it repetitive thing, but we had a good conversation. We liked the idea. It does get implemented. Love sponsoring it with the clubs and organizations around campus, trying to get as much engagement as possible. If you have any questions, or want any more information on the conversation, let me know.
Thank you. Any questions at this time, in person or on Zoom? Any other Senator reports? Senator McAndrews?
Hello, everybody. This is Senator McAndrews for the record. For right now, I've been working on a legislation piece as far as restructuring club funding. Terry and I wrote a draft about 2 weeks ago. It's still a work in progress. Last week, I met with the president of the club volleyball club. And was trying to gain some perspective on travel funding on club sports. If anyone is interested or has any ideas for this, I would love to have a conversation. It's still a work in progress. Another thing that kind of came to me about a week ago was people are interested in a new life science building. So a few faculty members are curious what ASUN Senate can do. If I have any science senators interested or any other senators interested in having a conversation about that, please reach out to me.
Thank you. Any questions at this time? Any other reports at this time? On Zoom or Senator Bolander?
Good afternoon, everyone. Quite late here, so it's not really the afternoon, but I wanted to let you all know that a few weeks ago I emailed Professor Thomas Burnham for the possibility of incorporating some sales courses into the College of Business. This has still been going pretty slow, but my efforts are still going forward, and I would really like to make that happen with this legislation to incorporate that. And also, I've been lobbying to some of the people that I know to help fill the open College of Science and College of Engineering seats.
Thank you. Any questions at this time in Zoom or in person? In regards to what Senator Bolander just said about the summit camps, I want to say this real quick. In regards to that, I know we still have engineering and science still open. Please, 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 if you know anybody, to please, please tell them to apply. Ask literally any one of us here to get information, because I want as many people to apply to this as we can. I want to get more engagement, especially with college engineering. I know that's a huge issue, but I just want to get more people to apply. I want to get more people in here, and I want to get more people interested. So I'm kind of waiting until we start fall in that sense to have one everybody here sitting at the table, because for people who aren't here on Zoom, it's very empty. But I want to be able to have as much conversation, as many eyes, and as many opinions on the new candidates that we're going to have. And I don't want it to be a one-sided discussion. I want there to be every senator here who's engaged in this conversation, because, you know, I want us to be able to debate and have options to be able to decide who is best to serve at this table. So please, 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 if you know anybody in those colleges, let them know. If they need information, they can email me. They can email literally any one of the senators here, and I'm pretty sure anybody would be happy to help. But other than that, yes, tell people to apply. Any other reports at this time? Alrighty, moving on to agenda item 19, comments, announcements. Are there any comments, announcements at this time? It is with a heavy heart, Senator Terry.
All right, this one's kind of tough. I'm just going to read it straight from the page so I don't miss anything. Dear Mr. Speaker and esteemed senators, after much consideration, it is with utmost respect and appreciation to you all that I submit this resignation. Effective July 23rd, 2025, I will no longer serve as a senator for the College of Liberal Arts or as chair for the Committee on Government Operations. My time at the University of Nevada and in the association has been filled with lifelong memories and many valuable lessons. However, I have accepted an internship out of the country and will be unable to fulfill my duties as a senator for the associated students. As I exit the association, I want to leave you all with the following message. When I came to the university, to this university as a freshman, my initial impression of ASUN was poor, to say the least. From what I saw as a new student, ASUN was largely an exclusive group with officers using the association as simply a resume builder or an opportunity to inflate their own egos by climbing the organizational ladder, with little to no regard for the student body. When I joined ASUN in September of 2024, I came with the mission of resolving this disconnect. I sought to increase direct outreach with students, where we find them where they are instead of waiting for them to come to us, and bring more attention to thoughtful and not frivolous spending. While progress has been made, this association is still largely disconnected from its constituents. Despite democratic elections and current outreach efforts, students still feel underrepresented. Decisions made by our Senate and executive departments are rarely received positively by the students. Students participating in clubs and organizations see this association as unnecessary red tape that just makes it harder to operate their organizations and access funding that is rightfully theirs. Spending that we see as valuable organizational development is viewed by our students as unnecessary. Increased funding to departments dealing largely in external work, especially when other university organizations and offices already exist for those purposes, take away from what could be valuable opportunities for investing directly in students' current needs, such as increases in tuition and fees, cost of living, and food insecurity. Blind support for fee increases rather than critical questioning and searching for alternative funding sources increases the financial burden our students already face. This association should adjust its focus to diverting these costs from students. It is a simple fact that costs will continue to grow, and it should not be the responsibility of students to continue to support resources that they themselves will never benefit from. Although the spending on organizational development and other services is relatively minuscule, it is important to consider this perception and reflect on our fiscal commitment. My humble request to you all is this: recommit yourselves at this time to serving the needs of the student body and upholding the constitution of this great association. Additionally, I highly recommend this body appoint the Senator from the College of Business, Nicholas Bolander, to my successor as the Chair for the Committee on Government Operations. Senator Bolander has been a valuable asset thus far in our audit of the SAS, and I am extremely confident in his ability to continue this work. With that said, I am optimistic that the leaders of this association, future and present, will bring ASUN back to an organization that serves the students effectively and with great attention to their needs. Although I will no longer be a student at this university nor an officer in this association, I wish you all the best and remain a resource to you all should you seek advice or other guidance on ASUN or other issues. With sincere appreciation, Travis Terry. I thought I included this in the letter, but I'm also going to be transferring to the University of Utah this fall, largely so that I can be closer to my family. With that, I yield.
Congratulations, Senator Terry, on transferring. I think everybody here wishes you luck, and we're excited to see your new endeavors and excited to see you grow. Of course, we're not so happy to see you go, but, you know, that's okay. That's okay. You're on to bigger and better things, so it's all right. In regards to that, comments and announcements, I wanted to say this, too. because I want to fill this chair position as soon as we can, we're going to be having a Senate meeting next week as well on the 30th here at 5:30 in the Senate chambers. There's going to be nothing on the agenda besides the election for chair of government operations. So if you have a presentation, or, well, technically if you have, you haven't probably made one yet, but please, please send in your presentations to me as soon as you can. I'm going to be, well, actually, send them to me. The deadline is Tuesday at 5:30. If you don't send it to me, then you better have a really, really good excuse. But yeah, so we're going to have a meeting next week, the 30th. Remember that. I know it's supposed to be every 2 weeks, but since I was able to suspend the rules at the beginning of summer, I get to decide when we have a meeting, and I'm deciding that we're having it next week just because I want to get this filled as soon as possible, because fall semester is going to start really, really soon, and I want to be able to have the committee on the same page in terms of the SAS audit. I don't want us to get behind on that, and I want the chair and the new committee, or not the new committee, the new chair and the committee to be on the same page moving forward and make sure they have the same expectations and everybody's on the same page to make sure once we go into fall, it's all smoothly. So with that, any other comments and announcements at this time? Alrighty, seeing none, moving on to agenda item 20, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? No, come in, you can go ahead.
Alright, thank you. Thank you, students, again. Well, actually, I just really want to take a really quick second ago commend Senator Terry very briefly. Of course, it is with a heavy heart that we hear about your resignation, so I just want to take some time to go make a comment about it. Senator Terry is one of those stand-up guys that when you think of a true public servant, you really think about him. I'll say that there were numerous moments where it popped in my head where I was struggling to make a decision that was based in sometimes logic, sometimes morality, and so the person that I always would frequently find myself trying to talk to with Senator Terry, and he always gave the most compelling advice, and he always made sure that I went back to my roots of logic, morality, and good character. And so I just want to thank you for your commitment and your service as an ASUN senator, as a government operations chair, as a community member. We worked together on the ASUN campaign towards the 93rd session. We worked together when he was a senator for the College of Liberal Arts. He was an incredible mentor, not just to his intern, Ryan, but he was an incredible mentor to a ton of people in ASUN. I will say during ASUN retreat, people would come up to you and want to hear from you, want to hear about what you had to think. And I think that extended much past the ASUN retreat, much past the Senate table. And it's just because you're not just a great guy, but you're also an incredible community member. And I want to mention really quickly, I think I want to give you an even greater shout out for the fact that you used your resignation letter to take the time not just to talk about yourself or talk about the memories that you made with the association, but also to look at it with a critical lens. The truth is, everything that Senator Terry did say, it does hold value that students are very hypercritical of the association, so I believe that we should also continue to be very hypercritical ourselves. As I like to say, I love this university, I love this association, I love the student body, and so therefore, when you love something, you truly look at it and try to challenge it to be the best that it can, and I see Senator Terry doing that every single day. You're a guy with student integrity, you're very thoughtful introspection, and your patience for public service is truly the embodiment of what an officer should be in ASUN. I'm ASUN, and then so I encourage everyone as we're seeing a really incredible senator go and pursue incredible things outside of this association university. I encourage you guys to step up and be that incredible senator, be that incredible officer, and be that incredible public servant. And also, just because I don't really want to leave this in too sad of a note or a heavy note, Senator Bolander, it's very nice to see you on camera today in your muscle shirt. It's very business casual. As Senator Acklin always says, you know, we need to show up in business casual. And you really came with that today. So it's nice to see your face, and it's nice to see your arms too after a really long time. So can't wait to see you back in Senate in person. And then I'm sure we'll also be seeing your business casual flip-flops, right? All right. Thank you, guys. I yield my time, I suppose.
All right, thank you, President Agarwal. I think I speak for everybody at this table, and especially on Zoom. I'm reading some of the comments here. It will definitely be Miss Scary Terry. That is 100%. All right, any other public comment at this time? Go ahead.
Lee?
Yeah?
I know I missed the time for a press cap report, so I was wondering if I could do it during public comment. If that would be okay, or how to go about that, just so I can still report.
Yeah, I'll just move back up. I'm going to have, I'm going to have Luis go real quick, and then I'll just move right back up, and you can give your report.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Yep.
Good evening, Senators. Luis Aguilar Herrera, Associate Director for Student Government. Thank you, Speaker Ackley. I'm going to echo Senator Gitch on honor students. all honor students, not just Senator Kitch. Please look at this tabling opportunity on August 16th as an opportunity to connect with your constituents. Please let Senator Kitch or myself know if you're interested. We really need your help and the opportunity to connect with all students. And then echoing Speaker Acklin, committees, please confirm your schedule for the fall semester. We're a month out. It is time to get things on the books. Schedule your weekly or bi-weekly check-in with me. And then Wei in the accounting office, my colleague, will be out of the office August 4th through the 8th. So if you need P-cards during that week, submit your request now. And then finally, Senator Terry, it's been a delight to work with you. Thank you for your service to ASU and the students at Nevada. I wish you all the best in your future endeavors. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Any other public comment at this time? Alrighty. Oh, yeah. Moving back up to agenda item 7, H, Director of Government Affairs, Director Taylor, you can give your report whenever you're ready.
Thank you, Speaker Acklin, for moving back up. Hello, Senators. I hope you are doing well. I get back to Reno in 10 days, so I'm super excited to be back in Montgomery, Reno, but just to be in person with you all. I miss being in Senate Chamber and the CSC offices working, so looking forward to that. I recently met with Policy Director Tencio last Friday. This is just overall mapping out our legislative digest, creating a timeline, mapping out some short-term and long-term goals for us to get working on. When I say we working on this, I mean myself, Policy Director Tencio, and then also Advocacy Director Casey. Our plan is to, like I kind of mentioned, take it to you guys. I know we'll probably be with Kermit and Ethan, President Aguda and Vice President McNamara first, just so we're all on the same page. And then I also met with our new Project Director Zoe Chi, and we went over all of the forms, documents, and processes that are required for our event planning in the office, just because she was hired a little bit later and she wasn't an intern in the office. But I will say shout out to the executive internship last year by Ms. D.A. Dietrich, because she knew her stuff. So shout out to you. We will, we are planning our event week. We usually, like I said kind of earlier, have an event week the second week of school. I know I mentioned that last time we had San Diego. However, as of right now, it looks like we kind of have to push our event week farther back into the school year than we anticipated. This is just to other departments having events, and we don't want to overlap within the association. There's also Labor Day. And then you also have the Board of Regents, which is September 11th and 12th, so we don't want to do events on those days. So it's looking like maybe the fourth week of school, but I'll let you guys know when we have a solid day. And if you have any questions in the meantime, please let me know. Thank you.
Alrighty, thank you so much. We're going to be moving back down to agenda item 20, public comment. Go ahead.
My knee's not good. Okay. I don't mean to make this meeting any longer, but I have a couple things to say. Today is a sad day. Travis Terry is one of my closest and most meaningful friends. We met in 2022 at the Nevada Boys State Program. Since then, we've been partners in crime, helping run that program, and now as the leaders of that program. Travis is one of the most impactful leaders that I have ever met in my lifetime. He works with an upright zeal, has some of the hardworking dedication that I've ever seen. He brings passion to everything he does. He is such a fantastic leader, and he truly lives the definition of being a public servant. As he goes to Utah, of course I'm sad because I want him to stay in Nevada. But I think the University of Utah has gained quite the exceptional leader, and I hope that he brings his passion, his hard work, and his dedication to the student government over there, because they need him. So I give this public comment as a proper send-off to one of my best friends. Thank you, Senator Terry.
Alrighty, thank you. Any other public comment at this time? Alrighty, moving on to everybody's favorite agenda item, agenda item 21. I move to adjourn this Senate meeting July 23rd at 6:26 p.m. in the Reading Line at Senate Chambers and on Zoom. Alrighty, everybody.